Om Shanti, good morning. Today is the 6th of January 2019, and the blessing is, may you be a courageous soul who makes the impossible possible by becoming strong from weak. May you be a courageous soul who makes the impossible possible by becoming strong from weak. On the basis of the blessing, right, this is the blessing that Baba gives us. When the child has courage, the father helps. On the basis of this blessing, you first had the determination that you definitely had to become pure. The father gave you multi-million-fold help. He said, you souls are eternally and originally pure. You have to become that many times, and you will continue to become that. By becoming aware of many times before, you have become powerful. From being weak, you have become so strong that you challenge people and say that you will definitely make the world pure and show everyone what the rishis, munis, and great souls consider to be difficult, that is staying in a household and remaining pure, you say is extremely easy. So today Baba's asking us to make the impossible possible by becoming strong from weak. So I'd like to begin with a story. There was a man who was sitting under the desire tree in paradise. And yes, there is such a tree where you sit under that tree, and as soon as you think it, it happens. So as he's sitting there, he thought, oh, I'm a bit hungry. It would be nice to have a bite to eat now. And just as he had this thought, a table full of different dishes appeared right before him. Wow, the man was surprised, and he said, oh, it can't be. But he continued eating, and he thought, oh, it would be nice to have some more. And so the dishes appeared again. And he ate a lot, and he'd never tasted such tasty food before. And after satisfying his hunger, he thought, it would be nice to drink something. And so the perfect wine appeared immediately before him. And then lying there in the shade of the tree and drinking his wine, he started to wonder. He thought, why are these miracles happening? Do they really happen? Everything can't be so good. Surely everything can't be so perfect. Probably there is some ghosts playing a joke on me. And then suddenly, the ghosts appeared. And they looked exactly as terribly as he thought they would look. And the man became scared. And then he thought, oh, now they will kill me. And the ghosts killed him. So everyone lives in the world that he thinks. Everyone lives in the world that he deserves, actually. So when Baba's asking us to make the impossible possible by becoming strong from weak, he's asking us to actually exercise one quality for this, and that is the quality of courage. And courage comes from the Latin root, which means heart. So actually it's something that you put your heart into. And normally the original meaning of courage was to speak one's mind by telling all one's heart. So kur is heart. And so when we do something which is an act of courage, we're actually putting our heart into it. Courage actually implies that something is not easy. We wouldn't have courage for something that comes easily to us. We need to have courage for things that we find difficult. And so when we exercise courage, what we are doing is actually overcoming the fear. Actually, courage is not absence of fear. Courage is acting in spite of fear. When we become courageous, we choose to confront our fear, the pain, or the perceived danger. And real courage actually requires wisdom. Courage is important because we know that we all have to do the things that we don't like to do sometimes. But when we act out of courage, we're actually challenging the soul. We're challenging the weaknesses in the soul. And for this, there's another story of one cowardice, one cowardly person who came to the master and said, "Master, I want to overcome my cowardice nature. Can you help me?" And the master said, "Well, I can teach you, but on one condition, that for 1 month you will have to live in a big city and tell every person that you meet on your way that you are a coward. You will have to say it loudly, openly, and you have to look at them straight in the person's eyes." So of course the person got really sad because it seemed very scary and of course very shameful and it was overwhelming. So for a couple of days he was very sad, but then he couldn't live with his cowardice nature. It was unbearable. So he thought, okay, let me try to accomplish this mission. So he traveled to the city, and the first person he looked at, he couldn't even utter the words. And the second person he tried to utter the words to, he couldn't even look at him in the eyes. Anyway, day by day, he started getting better and better, and his voice started sounding louder and more confident, until there came a moment where he felt that he had overcome his fear and he was no longer shy or shameful or afraid of saying this to the people. And so a month later he came back and he said, "Thank you, teacher, I finished your task. Now I'm not afraid anymore. And how did you know that this strange task would help me?" And so the master said that cowardice is only a habit. And when we act out of bravery, when we exercise bravery, that is also a habit. And so really, if we want to make bravery a part of ourself, we need to move forward into the fear. And why Baba's mentioning this for purity is, of course, purity is such a great challenge to the world. And not every soul can remain pure. And we remain pure because we have a purpose to remain pure. We know that purity is our passport to the golden age. So this is why Baba is saying exercise courage. Courage in the face of difficulties. And for each one of us, it will be something different. Each one of us comes with a different set of strengths and weaknesses. No two people are the same. And this is another reason, actually, why we should not judge others. What we find easy may not be what the other person finds easy, and we may find that difficult, in fact. So normally, impossible to possible can only happen when, yes, I have courage, I have faith, I have power, I have a purpose, I have an inner conviction that this needs to happen. So all these things Baba instills in us every day, that child, for your sake, to return back to your greatness, to return back to your self-esteem, you have to exercise courage. And Bab is saying that you've done it many times before. So just knowing this, just knowing that we've done this so many times before, we have become powerful and we had claimed our kingdom, we had claimed our self-sovereignty, but then we lost it again. But knowing that it's done before, it becomes easy. Anytime you've done something before, it becomes easy. And so this is what Baba is saying, by becoming aware of many times before, you have become powerful. In other words, this thought that I've done it before gives you the strength to do it again. And so on this path of knowledge, it really is the survival of the fittest. The path is not for the weak. It's really like hiking to a high peak on a mountain. Many will start from the bottom upwards, but then not everyone can make it to the top. Some will settle for less, some will return back. So it's really not an easy path. And I think that's the first thing we have to acknowledge, that what we are practicing is not something easy. But yet at the same time, we have Baba, we have Baba's companionship, we have the strength of Baba. In other words, his strength and my strength combined is a very mighty force to be challenged. So that's why Baba is saying, just remember that you've done it many times before. And then when it comes to this thing about what the rishis and munis say, in fact, I remember when Dadi Komarka was around, that when rishis started to come to Madhuban at that time for conferences, and there was one rishi who shared then in the morning class, and he said, I doubted if people could stay pure. He said, so I went around at night and I was just observing what's going on in Pandav Bhavan. And he said, I really wondered if, you know, people do stay pure and celibate. And he said, I can honestly say that yes, here there is purity exercised. So yes, Baba is telling us that fire and cotton wool can stay together and the cotton wool will not be burnt. But this comes, as I say, from a very deep sense of self, that I really need to go back to my original self-respect. I believe strongly that everything in Brahmin life is about going back to really respecting the self. I need to make effort because I love myself. I respect myself. I need to change because I need to respect myself. I need to change. Not I'm changing for others' sake, or I have to change because others are telling me to change. No. In fact, this thing, this word blessing, every day we're referring to this blessing idea. When something is a blessing, it's actually something that's already a done deal. In other words, you are that. So with a blessing, it shouldn't be, oh, I have to make effort for it. So this is why we say it's a blessing, because blessing means that I am that already. So blessings help us actually to oil the wheels of our life. We want blessings from everyone. We don't want curses. We want love. We want respect, but coming from a genuine place, not demanding respect, and not respect because I have ego. So blessings are like that form of love and respect coming to us from others. And every time I exercise a blessing, in other words, I take it, I believe it, and I apply it, then that blessing has a power. So this is why Baba is saying that when the child has courage, the father helps. So I remember using this blessing a lot in the 80s when I came into Gyan, that when the child has courage, the father helps, and he really does help. I think we have to take that first step of courage, and then the father definitely helps. So let's have a little short meditation on experiencing how to make the impossible possible and how to become strong from weak. So once again, I just sit comfortably. I sit on my seat of self-respect. And I say to myself that I am a great soul. I've done this many times before, and it's just a question of repeating what I've already done before. I've been victorious many times, and victory is my birthright. I create only pure and peaceful and powerful thoughts. Because I know that whatever thought I create, I will become that. So I now create a thought of peace and feel the peace ripple throughout my body. I create a thought of power, and all the cells of my body feel recharged. And I create a positive thought that everything is wonderful, everything will work out. I sit in front of Baba, the great light. And I absorb Baba's light, very much like sunbathing in the physical sun. In the same way, I just sit right in front of Baba and absorb his rays of love and light. And with every second that passes, I feel energized. I feel Baba's once again filling the strength in the soul. Once again making the soul courageous. Giving the strength to face my fears. In fact, when I'm with Baba's light, everything feels so small. Everything feels possible. Nothing is impossible. So thank you, Baba, for making me so great. Returning back to me my self-respect. And making me worthy to stand in front of the world. Om Shanti.